Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Brian O'Donovan in studio for our next item. But before we get to it, Brian, you have to tell us now, what was your top song?
My top song was Pearl Jam's Just Breathe. I think I confused the algorithm. It had no idea what to do with me because I listen to a lot of 90s rock. My 12-year-old uses my Spotify account
and she is
obsessed with Hamilton the musical. So I think the good people at Spotify went, what on earth is going on with this guy? You're going from 90s rock to Hamilton the musical. And but my age actually was pretty accurate because of the 90s rock, I guess. I am 45 and Spotify thinks I'm 48. So there you go.
Okay, I will. Will I admit so what my age
on
Spotify
us.
Is? It's 74. It's 74.
Okay.
And I think it's because I do like a lot of...
Brian Lally, the producer, is 80.
Well, that's a bit of hope there, but that's because he likes Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan has done that to our producer. Okay, we will move on because Australia's move to ban under-16s from social media has grabbed global attention, but now it's putting Ireland and other European Union member states in the spotlight too. As platforms start deleting teenage accounts down under, Irish parents, politicians and safety experts are asking whether Ireland should follow suit. And today we have confirmation that this is now being actively considered at government level here and across the EU. And for more on this, I am joined, as you know, by our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, remind us first, will you, about what Australia did and the timeline for that?
Yeah, so from the 10th of December, which is next week, platforms will not be allowed to have people on there that are under the age of 16. These are household name platforms like TikTok, like the Meta-owned platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and also YouTube. You won't be allowed on there anymore if you are under the age of 16. Big penalties, Katie, for the platforms if they breach these rules. They could be hit with a fine of the equivalent of €28 million. But it's interesting the wording of the legislation. It says if these platforms fail to take reasonable steps to comply. I think there's an implicit understanding in all of this that it could be tricky and that it might be difficult to police and it might be difficult to enforce.
There's been quite a lot of reaction. I mean, globally, there's been reaction about it. But let's just hear the thoughts of students at a Brisbane girls' grammar school about what they think of what's been done here.
I don't think the ban will directly impact me, but I might find some changes happening over the next few months, as now my friends, like some of them that don't talk to me as often, might talk to me more as they don't have the social media to communicate.
Personally, I don't think this ban will work. Reason being, lots of us are pretty dependent on it. It will be a shock once it's taken away, and some may be having withdrawals possibly.
I think that it's been introduced too quickly, and I feel that doesn't give people time to get out if they're addicted to social media. It doesn't give them time to like get off it.
Yeah, that's young people who were directly impacted by this in Australia. What's been the general reaction in Australia to this?
So there has been some legal cases taken against it, and it's been taken from the sort of a digital rights freedom point of view, saying that bans are wrong in general. You can't take a group of society and tell them they're not allowed to do this. And there is, I suppose, a sense that the ban is the severe option here and that maybe what would be better is to enforce proper age verification and try to get the platforms to clean up their acts and to insist and to really, really try harder to make sure that the people that are on the platforms are the ages that they say. But of course, the problem in all of this, Katie, is when you talk about the ban, how is the ban going to work? The ban is going to work because you have to enforce age verification measures. And the legislation and the Australian government have said that, yes, look, we know the teenagers are probably going to lie about their age. They may use fake IDs. They may try to upload photographs that have been manipulated through AI, anything they can really to trick the systems into thinking that we are the age that we are when we are not. So the government says that it is expecting the platforms in Australia to take effective measures to counteract that. The platforms are saying we'll try our hardest, but you know what? We actually don't think it's our problem. We think this should be done at the App Store level when you download the app in the first place. And then Apple is saying, no, it's up to the platforms. And you have this row, this merry-go-round that's playing out in Europe as well right now.
Bring it back to Ireland then and Europe. And what are we hearing today?
Yeah, so what we had today was a statement from the Department of Culture, Communications and Sport, where Minister O'Donovan, Patrick O'Donovan, is the minister there. And in the statement, it says, along with other European Union member states, Ireland is examining the question of prohibiting access by children and young people to social media platforms, the so-called digital age of majority. This is a proposal that's been put out by other countries in the EU. You'd have this digital age of majority whereby below a certain age, you would need parental consent to get onto any of these platforms. The statement goes on, Ireland is of the view that it would be preferable for any decision to be taken by the EU and EU member states together, and that we should have regards to the rights of children and young people in that context. So a couple of things to pick at there. First off, they're saying you have to have regards to the rights of children, because even some online safety campaigners in this country, Katie, don't particularly like the idea of an outright ban. You know, they're saying children have a right to these accounts and they should be allowed to go online.
And there's a question as well, isn't there, that, you know, if you ban up to the age of 16, like, do you drop children, 16-year-olds, then into this world where they don't have the skills to navigate it?
Good point. And all of a sudden they're exposed to this. And the other thing, that Irish statement that I found was interesting, Ireland would prefer that it's done at EU level along with everybody else. But here's a big question. How loud will the Irish voice be at that EU table when, you mentioned it in your introduction, the billions we're getting in corporation tax, we have the headquarters of Meta, we have the headquarters of TikTok, we have the headquarters of YouTube in Dublin, funneling hundreds, if not billions, every year in corporation tax to the government. So are they going to be a quieter voice at the table when it comes to looking for a ban like this, because they know it's going to have a big, big damaging effect on those companies that are based
here? You can imagine, you would imagine that they would feel that the EU could do them a big favour by taking the lead in it and taking the pressure off the national.
100%. But then remember, we'll be the ones that have to enforce it, of course, because all the regulators are based here as well, and we have to regulate the platforms that are here. So look, as I said at the top, it's one of these big ones where it's a real question mark over how is the Australia ban going to work. And you can be sure every single country in the world will be watching Australia over the coming weeks and months to see how it works there and if it could be applied in their context.
And in case, Brian, people need reminding about why parents and legislators are concerned about young people's social media use, there is a study out today from the RCSI, the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland, the University of Medicine and Health Sciences. They say that they have found, they did a survey of 4,000 15 and 16-year-olds mainly. Adolescents who spend more than 4 hours a day on social media were significantly more likely to report symptoms of poor mental health. Girls were spending more time than boys. Their body satisfaction was reported by 60% of girls to be poor compared to 36% of boys. 16.5% of participants reported having sent sexually explicit pictures online, images online. 21% of girls involved in that. I mean, quite concerning, to say the least.
Hugely. And we see so many of these studies coming out. And I mean, the biggest concern in all of this as well is that damaging stuff that is funneled to them, whether it's because you're a boy, you're going to get fed toxic masculinity and porn, because you're a girl, you're going to get fed self-harm and eating disorders. They didn't seek out that content. The algorithm decided that because you're a boy or because you're a girl, we're going to send you this content and you're going to have to consume it. Now, of course, the platforms will say, we're cleaning up our act in that regard. The algorithms have become less toxic. We're putting in the safety controls. But study after study after study show that people are still being fed that unsafe content. And what's more, they're also having difficulty when it comes to reporting it and getting it taken down.
Indeed. OK, many thanks for that. That there was Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent.